Hi, everybody. What's going down? I think I'm live. I'm guessing I'm live. I don't know why I would not be live. Hi, everybody. I have a great episode for you today. If there was nothing at all, they wouldn't have got this far. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no aliens, by the way, but I'm going to address it. People keep asking me about aliens. This is episode 823, The Mystery of the Chair, Aliens, and How I Saved the Economy in 2009. I literally was part of, you'll see, it's old clips from when I used to do Jay Leno. The Jay Leno clips aren't anywhere to be found, but the news from the cities covering where I used to go, I found on the internet. So that's pretty cool. Let's see, how do we want to start this thing? And we're going to get to the bottom of the chair. I did a lot of sleuthing. But first, let's start things off with Hand-Drawn Bear. So you got to just watch all my streams for all this to make sense every day. BB batting 100 again. It's 1,000. 100 is hitting only 1 in 10. I bat 1,000. My on base percentage is 1,000. Aliens are. Oh, how dare you, Scouse Bear? Oh, thank you all for being so nice and good to my mom yesterday. It meant a lot to her. She's out. Her and Amy and the boys are out. Doing some grocery shopping, but that was really fun. 975, come on, BB. Name one thing I was wrong about besides endorsing people that turned out to be bad. Which, that I don't count that in my batting average. Name one thing. Just go ahead. Just name one thing. All right. Owen's mom is the best. Thank you. All right. So I take credit for my mom being awesome. So anyway, Hand-Drawn Bear. So we we play this awesome video that Tall Aryan Bear took my commentary on Amazing Grace bagpipes and put it to Lord of the Rings with all the lanterns being lit across the land, and about how, you know, all we need is this strong network. And so Hand-Drawn Bear did a cartoon of Coddington Oso asleep in his little bread basket, not lighting the flame when he was supposed to. All right, 1 second. There we go. This is Coddington Oso.
It starts as one voice. Picture this in Scotland. Like, the hills all around you. Just one dude starts playing. And then another dude starts playing. Just really picture the blue water, the green grass. Just someone standing up and just starts crushing Amazing Grace. And then more and more keep joining. Just a call to your countrymen and the harmonious hug from your creator.
Hilarious. Well done, Hand-Drawn Bear. Well done indeed. Alright, so what do you guys want me to do for? Oh, you want to see a great PSA? Moms against stage shootings. By the way, the good guys are doing very well in the world right now. When you lose the moms, you're done. All right, watch this. This is a great PSA. I sent it to Weiss, so maybe he'll share it on his YouTube channel or something. But watch this.
Staged hoaxes threaten us all, but these heinous attacks harm our children most of all. Since the ominous overturning of the anti-communist Smith-Mundt Act in 2013, the full might of the military-industrial entertainment complex has been unleashed on the American public. From Sandy Hook to active shooter drills in schools, children have been both exploited and targeted in these traumatizing
By the way, just to let you guys know, if you ever put a target on your child's chest, I don't care if you're even part of the, if you believe the PSYOP, You're terrible. You're terrible. You're a terrible mother. And mothers aren't doing it anymore. So check this out. Watch this. This is obviously a little comedic, but it's also, the rhetoric is spot on. It's like, don't just keep backpedaling. Go forward. Say, are you for staged events? Watch this.
Children have been both exploited and targeted in these traumatizing Psy War productions. We are mothers against staged shootings, and we say enough is enough. We are not a grassroots group of moms funded by Jewish billionaires. We don't demand action from politicians in on the joke. With staged shootings and other hoaxes on the rise, we demand an end to this abuse. Each truth-telling mom is a life...
Dude, like, game over. Oh, Weiss is there? Powerful. It is. It's, like, kind of funny when she says Jewish billionaires, but that's 100% true what she's saying, so I don't even laugh. People laugh. Like, I sent that to one of my buddies, and he was like, oh, that's great. It's hilarious. I'm like, I don't see what the joke is, but, oh, great. It's like... When you see these Beto O'Rourke's, take the power back from them. They don't, it's like they, and yes, that's all real footage. They would put targets on children as like a way to wake people up to gun violence. Guys, when you start realizing these shootings aren't real, the terrorism isn't real, that the sea level rise isn't real, the global warming isn't real, that COVID-19 isn't real. Oh, how dare you? My Jewish uncle has the coughs and the sniffles. Okay, there might be some sort of pneumonia thing happening. I don't care. But, like, stop. The government isn't going to enslave you. They're not in the enslavement business. They're in the business of if you can't think for yourself, they'll think for you. If you don't want to speak for yourself, they'll speak for you. If you don't want to protect yourself, they'll protect you. I mean, and they'll do a piss poor job of everything I just listed. If you don't want to make your own, if you feel uncomfortable with food from your neighbors or from your own garden, they'll put a sticker on it that makes you feel safe. That's it, dude. And people are obsessing over wealth transfer. It's all debt, guys. It's all a magic trick. Must be nice, you and your... I don't care. I'm going to show you what I've been battling and like what information I can get you guys, and we're going to have some good outsource less. Exactly, tell Arian Bear. It's all allergies. Right, dude. The Ashkenazis have some of the worst allergies in the world. Ask Weiss. I'm guessing you have the sniffles every time there's pollen in the air because you can't tax it. Weiss is here. Weiss, because you can't tax the pollen, do you guys get the sniffles? Oh, by the way, Weiss has done some great work. Look at this. Just real quick. He figured out a legal angle here. You can print out these cards. I'm exempt from any ordinance requiring face mask uses in public. Wearing a face mask goes against a mental and or physical risk to me. Under the ADA, I'm not required to disclose my medical conditions to you. Department of Justice ADA violation, reporting number 800-514-0301. If found in violation of the ADA, you could face steep penalties. Organizations and businesses can be fined up to $75,000 for their first ADA violation, $150,000 for the future ADA violation. So again, you have to be smart. Don't just freak out. If you're in a situation where they're like, you have to wear a mask, just say, no, I have a medical condition where I have a new version without the typo. Thank you, Weiss. Everyone go follow Weiss. Jewish trickery being used for good. Exactly, Nelson Mandeli. Ohio governor just backed off the mask. Well, I'll show you exactly where. And guys, I was telling you guys this in January and February. Make a chart of a fear chart. And that's where it's valuable. I'll show you the most valuable places to live in America. U.S. orders. Utah is one of the 12 states that don't have a nationwide stay-at-home order. So as you can see by this map, you have, and bear in mind, I live in one of the red ones. So I'm not above it. And I love this place. I don't want to leave, but I may buy a few acres in either Utah or Missouri. So statewide orders, you can see all the states. And then you see orders in parts of the state is in yellow, and that would be Utah, Wyoming, Texas, Oklahoma, what is that? Mississippi, South Carolina, Missouri. Those are like pretty good. And then the states that are absolutely crushing is North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. Did I already say Missouri? No. Oh, Arkansas. Those states, there's zero orders. And so a great way to track where the most freedom is how much debt the state is in. And so the state in the most debt is Rhode Island, and then you, of course, have New York, California, Washington, Massachusetts. You just track this stuff. It's very easy to track. Our beaches are back open in Florida. They were never closed. They were never closed. I saw an image of how cucked California is, and it's fascinating to see. And guys, it's people choosing to do it. The government isn't doing anything to you. They're not in that business. So it was a protest right next to a beach. of that they wanted to go on the beach. All they had to do was walk onto the beach. There was an invisible power line. Guys, there must have been 10,000 people standing next to a beach. And it's like, just walk onto the beach. Oh, how dare you? They'll arrest, dude, guys, they can't arrest pedophiles. They can't arrest rapists. They can't arrest murderers. My neighbor, who was a Southern California cop for 30 years, he said it got, one of the reasons he bailed and came up here and retired was it got to the point when the warrant trackers would be like, beep, 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 beep. Like everyone had a warrant. There's like 5 million people in California with a warrant. They don't have jail space. They don't have the ability of doing anything. If you want the beaches open, you simply look at your feet, right? And then you go right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot. And they say, how dare ye? And want to see what I did? And then we'll crack the case with the ghost in the chair and we'll talk about aliens. But this is what I did. Oh, man, I look so young in this. This is just the news report about what I used to do for Leno. All right, here's this legend with a mustache. All right, watch this. This is how I saved the economy in 2009.
You've seen him on the Jay Leno show. He's the jingle man, Owen Benjamin. Well, today he was right here in Hamden.
Owen Benjamin. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
You got every letter right, my man.
You can read.
I'm not really good.
He started off this morning at 98 Rock.
If you want a radio station and you're a Jew and you like pizza, come here. Come here.
Owen Benjamin is the jingle man on the Jay Leno show.
My upper lip was lonely till it met you. And when I eat a sandwich, I never forget you. If you have funeral concerns, come to a better way. We've got caskets, cards, and urns. Come to a better way.
Today he came to Hamden to do a few interviews.
This is Chase, by the way, if you guys want to meet Chasey. Hi, Chase. He's playing with the little toys. My bed has the same toys above it.
And some jingles.
Home and garden pot.
Oh, by the way, guys. Obviously, that's a Jewish guy with this script, but he's great. And just for all you conspiracy guys, they're like, oh, they had cue cards, so always just reciting. We would go into the business. We would come up with a jingle, me and that dude, really good guy. And then we'd write it down, and I'd have to do so many in a day, there's no way I would remember. So don't think that that's just like, yes, he's clearly Jewish. He's a great human being, and he just had the whole production on his back. So we would come up with an idea and then we'd write it on cue cards so I would get it right the first time. That's all that is. So don't overthink that one. All right, watch this.
That has the same toys above it.
And some jingles.
Home and a garden and a pot.
No, a home and garden pot.
Home and a garden pot?
A home and a garden, because that's what they say, they sell home and garden pots.
Nancy Brady was in the basement when Owen and the crew showed up at Wild Yam Pottery.
I heard all these footsteps. I came up and there were all these people here with the camera and the spoon or whatever you call that. And so I'm trying to be a good sport.
They reenacted this scene from Ghost.
I feel like we're really bonding right now, Nancy.
And sang a jingle.
At Wild Yam Pottery.
It's like you won the play lottery.
This is all good publicity for Nancy and the city of Baltimore.
It's great for Baltimore. It puts us on the national scale, shows this a different side of the city, gets into our neighborhoods, you know, gives great exposure for a neighborhood like Hamden, who people from out of town might not have heard of before.
I love Baltimore. It reminds me, because I'm from upstate New York, it's very similar, but it's cool. People are really nice here. Everyone tells me about crab cakes. Haven't had one yet, but I'm going to have about 50.
This segment should be on the Jay Leno Show in November.
Wild Yam Pottery. Yeah!
Rob Roblin, WBAL-TV, 11 News.
All right, so that was a decade ago, a little over a decade ago. So last time the economy had a problem, I took my keyboard and I did national commercials for free for that was because that we came up with this idea for me because I could riff so quickly. You guys know how I riff. So I would go to the cities hurt worse, the cities affected the most by the economic collapse in 2009, which were like Baltimore. We went to, where did we go? Boston, all over the place. I can't even remember anymore. But we'd just go in. There was no planning. We'd go into a small shop, and I'd talk to them, and then I'd write them a jingle, and then we'd do it on Leno. I did it a ton. Bless BB, can you open my box of gravy today? I don't have it around me. I will at some point. All right, I'll show you another one. There's another. And these would all be lost if it wasn't for the news broadcast of all this. Hang on, let's watch this one.
Have keyboard, will travel. I just came to the great city of Baltimore, Maryland, because they need jingles too. I'm excited. Hey, you want a jingle, buddy?
Our knitters, we were shooting to knit 500 hats for local elementary school, and we're up to 680.
Is it called Kids with Cold Heads?
No, it's called 500 Hats Project, because I don't have that much imagination.
But you're on 680, though. You've already...
I know, isn't that awesome?
So you've beaten the 500.
Yeah.
This is my favorite. What is that? Love and sleep.
Those are the two best things in life.
I think so.
Definitely sleep. His favorite band's Blue Oyster Cult, known for Godzilla, which is nothing more than a giant radioactive reptile, much like the salamander. Ready to rock?
I'm ready.
Here at the salamander, you can be Ander. If you ate a crab and saved the shell. Wild Yam Pottery. Yeah! Baltimore, because the people are nice, and someone gave me a free hat. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but it matches my eyes, my baby blues. Yeah, I'm having a blast. I love the East Coast. I hope I come back soon. Baltimore for life, yo.
Yeah, and if, like, Richie from Boston would be like, oh, he just flashed a Satan sign. Oh, he had to eat a baby. Dude, it's nonsense. So just to let you know, I haven't changed since I was a little kid. But just do shit. Like, the reason I got kicked out of Hollywood was because Hollywood changed and I didn't. And I refused to do it. Like, I'm the same guy. And also, I was... I fell in love with Amy, and I was less manipulatable because I had my grounded woman, you know, and so they couldn't manipulate me with the fact that I was lonely. Because as you can see there, someone was like, sleep and love, the best things in the world. I was like, I don't know, I definitely sleep. Because I could hear in my voice a little bit like, love, what is this love you're speaking of? You know, you almost changed Hollywood, they were scared. I still am. Guys, we beat Hollywood in ratings a lot here, right here on DLive. It's hilarious. And how dare you? We need to get out of our comfort zone. I've never had a comfort zone. All right. So what else do I got for you guys? And that's the same shit I do now. It's like, yeah, but why did you have to get so politically incorrect? I was always politically incorrect. Always. The world got... Just like what we showed in that one thing with the Mothers Against Stage Shootings, the Smith-Mundt Act of 2013 changed everything. It got insane. Guys, one of the reasons they tried to drive Jay Leno out was because he wouldn't have put up with it. I know, Jay. He wouldn't have put up with this nonsense. Toe Rogan canceled his show in Pittsburgh this month. Right. Have fun being a Toe Rogan fan. All right, just a few more mentions of the Jew nowadays. I said Jew in one of those. I said, if you're a Jew and you like pizza, and everyone laughed because the world hadn't gone completely insane yet. You understand? And the world isn't insane. The world, it's same as it ever was, you know, but it's the screens, the Smith-Mundt Act and all that stuff, it made it completely legal to subvert the population of America. Like, no hesitation, no legal ramifications. All right, BB, I'd really love... Dude, like, the Jews in the set used to love when I do jokes about that. It didn't used to be like this, guys. It didn't used to be this completely insane. Like, if you're a Jew and you like pizza, and everyone's like, oh, nice, oh, great. And when I further investigated the chair video, I think an angel is cleaning your house. Okay, let's just get down to business. Let's do chair video. What if Jews don't actually like pizza and they're just pretending? I don't care. Guys, I would make fun of a donkey-drawn carriage or a Jew with the same breath. It doesn't matter. The nonsense, you know, the Smith-Mundt, but see, again, people wanted it. All of this is not being done to you. You're part of it. Not you here. If you're here, there's a really good chance you want your sovereignty and freedom, and you don't want to be a slave. A lot of these people want to be a slave. They want that. And until you understand that, you can't fight it. You can't grow your own life. Like, if you keep thinking that, oh, any day, the march to tyranny, it, like, look at Canada. So Justin Trudeau just, like, made a bunch of guns illegal, and everyone's like, oh, my God. Guys, the vast majority of Canada is like, yes. And you have to understand that. And if you participate in his laws, you submit to him. It's the same as it ever was. It's the same as it ever was. It's the reflection of the people in Canada. The vast majority of people in Canada want no one to have any guns. Oh, no, not in my town in Manitoba. Guys, who do you think you're talking to, man? I've been going to Canada since I was a little kid. I used to do lacrosse tournaments there. I performed in all the cities. Performed in Toronto, all over the place. Montreal Film Festival, Montreal Comedy Festival, I performed at. I know the people of Canada. The majority of them think guns cause murder. It's total. So the government is like, we'll make you feel safe if you keep giving us your consent and your money and your power. And they're like, great deal. And you don't have to leave Canada. You don't have to participate in their charade. Guys, they can't put pedophiles in jail. They can't put murderers in jail. Oh, because they're all secretly pedophiles and murderers. No, it's they don't have the power. They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the logos. They don't have shit. They don't have shit. It's like, you can self-flagellate all you want. I know a lot of these channels do really well when they just keep scaring the shit out of everybody. Oh, it's all collapsing. Everything falling. No, it's not going to collapse. There's going to be starvations. But it's just going to be people that, you know, there's always going to be another road. There's always going to be, well, you know, you can have, hey, Richie from Boston, we'll pump you full of ramen noodles. Just why don't you come in this camp? That's why he's so scared of the FEMA camps, because he knows that's where he wants to go. Richie from Boston wants to put a tube in his mouth and one out of his asshole, and he just wants the state to just pump him with just fat and chemicals and shit. And he secretly, I think he knows it. That's why he's so repelled by it. If you little growlers control the masses because we're... No, they don't control anything. Stop being a victim. You're in a timeout. How about I control you here? How's that sound? You want to give up your sovereignty? BGT20? You're in a timeout. Based on what I'm saying right now, how is that your response? A tiny group of growlers control us! No, I control you now. Now you're in a timeout. You understand how this works? Canada is the home of Stephen Crowder, Southern Canada. Stop. Just stop. Or maybe not you. I don't know. That last guy just pissed me off. They're obsessed with being the victim. How about if you want to be one of these like, oh, they're coming for us? Why don't you go full bore? Next time you come on this chat, dress up in a full gimp leather outfit and have your zipper, like have a zipper on your mouth. Yeah, growlers control those that surrender. Right, and they deserve it. They work hard for that. And it's a hard job, guys. To be a growler that controls the slaves, that's not easy. Imagine listening to Richie from Boston just bitch and cry and whine and fart and just squirt all the time. Oh, squirting. You know, I'm responsible for myself. That's right. Ryan, unbearablesmerchandise.com. Nice. Victims are repulsive. Yeah. It's like, it is what it is, dude. It is what it is. It's like, they're controlling all of us. Where? Guys, I would be, Richie from Boston thinks that, and I'm only using him as an archetype. I have no personal problem with Richie from Boston. I have no problem with him. I'm using him as an archetype because a lot of you know his message. I can't just like, say someone's entire message over and over again. It's a perfect, he's the perfect example of a cucked victim who is drawing money and energy based on telling people that the end is near. It's disgusting. He farts and he squirts and he just shits and pisses in his pants. Okay, he's talking about how he's top of the list, that FEMA's coming to get him. Richie, I'm way above you. And if there was a list of people that are threats to the machine, I'm way above Richie from Boston. Like, I just showed you when I used to be a correspondent on Leno, approved by mass media, you know, known in every house in America, my face and my message and my comedy was sent in there. I rebelled against that and was kicked out of the machine. Since then, I've managed to have hundreds of thousands of people in that listen to me all the time. If there was this murderous government hit squad that Richie from Boston needs to think about to masturbate, I would be way, way, way before him. And I'm clearly not. In fact, the local authorities around here like me. Nobody comes to my door except for the squirt boys that want to try and mess with me and just do that, but it doesn't work anymore. It's literally a felony to do that. The machine of law enforcement actually is pursuing the people that have done that to me on my behalf. I'm currently successfully suing Patreon. It isn't scary. They just need to squirt. All right, now let's crack the code of the ghost. And I don't have any mail today, so today might not be a very long one. What is Trunk came out and addressed the press of Squirt Boys? I don't care what Trunk says ever. Unless Donald Trump admits we didn't go to the moon, 9/11 was an inside job, Kennedy wasn't shot by a long... Do you know how many lies? It's like, they won't... Oh, he can't because of the deep state. There is no deep state. There's just the state. Don't think that there's a secret group of patriots deep, deep inside the government, and they're just biding their time. You know, generation after generation, they passed their secret decoder rings down. It's like, one day we'll be able to speak the truth about John F. Kennedy. Tell our children's children. It's retarded, guys. Trunk is pushing vaccines. I'm not mad at Trunk. I like him. I'd hang out with him. I'd have a big laugh with him. I think he's probably a cool dude to hang with. Trunk is not my leader. He doesn't affect my decisions in life at all. But see, Trunk is doing what the people beg him to do. He's not trying to inflict vaccines on you. A ton of people are begging for vaccines. So Trunk is like trying to please them. They need it, guys. They need an injection of mercury into their veins and swine parts in order to make them feel better. Okay, I'm calling him Trunk now. Oh, yeah, Trunk. Come on, Trunk. Come on, Trunk. I like Trump. He can F my sister. I think this is more about your sister than it is Trunk. Trunk and Q and all that have lost me. Dude. They never had me. I would be like, oh, I'm an eighth Q-tarder. Let's see where this thing goes. But if you ever were waiting and waiting and waiting, it's almost like the dad that abandons the kid. And they're every Christmas, they're looking to see if the dad comes home. He's not coming home. And if he does, it doesn't even matter. Move on. If your dad wants to, guys, the government isn't even acting improperly. The government is acting exactly the way the government should act. The government picks up the pieces of the people that stop fighting for their own lives and their own families. That give up the responsibility. You want to feel safe with your food? They'll give you a little sticker that says USDA approved, and that way you can go. Oh. There's another road where you can be responsible for your own food and you get it from your neighbor. Like if Ryan gave me milk from his cow, I trust it. I don't need a sticker. I trust Ryan. If my neighbor Phil gives me some of his honey that he's making with his new beehive, I don't need a sticker because I know him. If you want to give up your relationship with other people and neighbors and relationship with your food, then yeah, they'll put a sticker on there and you'll breathe a sigh of relief. If you want to give up your health and all that stuff, they'll give you a shot in your arm. False hope. It's not even about false hope, though. I don't even know why anyone would put that. At no point did I think a letter in the alphabet was going to save me. That's retarded. That doesn't even make any sense at all. I needed to steal them silver coins. Difficult? It's fine, dude. People get tricked. You know, a lot of the Q-tards got tricked because they wanted justice for children. Guess what? The only justice comes from God, and you have to live a better life. Oh, shit, you don't want to punish the pedophiles? Guys, you're in a pit. You're in a pit. I read the comments sometimes. I know what people think. Some of them are bots, I'm sure, but the people are like, oh, so you don't want to see them justice? No. You probably had a life where your grandfather molested you or some shit. Now he's dead and no one brought it up. Everybody externalized it and hid it. And now you want punishment for what was done to you or your sisters or your brothers and or what you read about on the internet. And so you're going to externalize it and someone's going to manipulate it. The best way to stop pedophilia is to be responsible parents. Be responsible neighbors. Ask Ryan, dude. If a pedophile or if a shady-looking van came down our fucking street, Ryan would be in the street with a hammer. I'd be in the street with a hammer. And then it's like, what are you doing on this street? You're like, oh, I just want to touch. I just want to touch. It's like, get the fuck out of here. And then you just hit the van with a hammer. But if you want to, if you're too scared to confront somebody with a hammer, which, guys, Ryan really, he doesn't attack people with hammers. I'm not saying, but like, everybody I know is like, dude, when I came to visit you, there was this wicked scary giant at the top of the hill that just stared down my car. I'm like, yeah, he knows what car you drive now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is how you stop problems. You say, what are you doing over there? Hey, you, I don't know you. And they go, I just want to touch. And then you just, you do it then. If you have somebody that molested you or something, and you have, and people trust you, and you have a family and a community, say it then. Say, this is what happened. This is what happened to me. And then people like me and Ryan get our hammers, and we figure, and just like what we're about to do with the chair, don't just attack anybody a girl accuses. Girls are crazy. Or boys or whatever. You know, girls are obviously a little crazier, but, you know. Oh, so you're judge, jury, and executioner? Yes. No, I don't need to sit around and start a file. Oh, so you just admitted you. I'm just telling you a philosophy. There's a philosophy out there where I'm responsible for my food. I'm responsible for the, me and my family, actually Amy as well. We're responsible for our food. We're responsible for our childcare. We're responsible for the security of our street. Where if a pothole happens, we fill it in. You know, it's like that's, and if you want to see the most responsible parts of the country, we have a map. Okay, these are the states that followed orders or didn't. So you have statewide order of coronavirus. And so I live in the state that's cucked, obviously, but it's the people in the state. And so the states that didn't, that are the most responsible for their lives, according to this very, very accurate map, it's basically, could they, were the people like, oh, I'll I just added 96 fent posts to my land. Yeah, I love it. So you have Arkansas, Iowa, Nebraska, North and South Dakota. There was zero orders to do anything. Statewide orders. You might have had community orders or something, but none of that. And then, I mean, this map blatantly shows you where people are complying to retardation. And so it's all about the constitution of the people. Constitution is the makeup of the man. It's not a piece of paper. So when you have an area that are like, we don't need help, we're good. It's like, but don't you want us to save your life? Ooh. It's like, no. It's like, but if you get a shot and wear the mask, you won't be scared at night. It's like, I'm not scared at night because I got Ryan down the street with a hammer, and I got a hammer, and I got an ex-cop out there who's awesome, and I got my other neighbor, Jace, who's awesome, and that the other dude is pretty cool, but he's got a tractor. there's mandatory masks in my area, and I haven't put one on. Well, again, this is an angle you can take. Department of Justice ADA violation. I'm exempt. You can print these cards out, dude. Listen, dude, this is from Dave Weiss. Let the Jews handle the Jews. I am exempt from any ordinance requiring face mask usage in public. Wearing a face mask poses a mental and or physical risk to me, which is true. If you have a buildup of carbon dioxide in your face, you will have pulmonary problems. Fact. They're not allowed to ask you what it is. If they do, you can sue them. Like, stop being a goddamn victim. And then this guy will come up. How dare you reject my vaccine? For those of you just listening, it's Bill Gates' face superimposed over Greta Thunberg. Oh, and if you don't think this stuff works, guys, have you heard much about transgender children lately? No. We were a big part of pushing that back, guys. It doesn't take that many people. Have you been seeing very much that? Oh, we have to accept transgender. No. This video that I showed you already, like just me making that stand, you guys supporting me. Guys, does it seem like it's this national issue anymore? No. It's like, think about all the things that have been pushed back before people just go, female camps, someone feed me. I'm a fat fuck named Richie from outside of Boston. Oh, I'm squirting again. Oh, I'm squirting. Take the wins, guys. When was the last time you heard so in the mass media and like a hard push of like, no, it's waking too many people up. I'm going to play that video again that I played in the beginning. Then we're going to get to the bottom of the ghost. Hang on. Where is this video again? Is this it? Yes. Here we go. I don't know if Ryan got to see this in the beginning, but here we go. This is classic. All right. My stupid little dog just keeps squeaking inside. Here we go.
Staged hoaxes threaten us all, but these heinous attacks harm our children most of all. Since the ominous overturning of the anti-communist Smith-Mundt Act in 2013, the full might of the military-industrial entertainment complex has been unleashed on the American public. From Sandy Hook to active shooter drills in schools, children have been both exploited and targeted in these traumatizing Psy-War productions. We are Mothers Against Staged Shootings, and we say enough is enough. We are not a grassroots group of moms funded by Jewish billionaires. We don't demand action from politicians in on the joke. With staged shootings and other hoaxes on the rise, we demand an end to this abuse. Each truth-telling mom is a life.
All right, so that's how you do it. And by the way, once the moms turn on you, you're donezo. Staged shootings, I don't think are going to be happening anymore. It's like, stop going in backpedal mode. Start saying, oh, you're not against staged shooting events? And then now they have to prove it was real, which it wasn't. I'll tell you one that was real, and I don't want to debate about it in the comment section. Columbine was real. Very few are real. Columbine, how dare you? I can prove, no. I don't even want to get into it, but it was. Very, very rare. Sandy, no. Parkland, no. It's over and over. It's not. You know, and so if people are like, oh, how dare you? No. How dare you so you're in favor of staged shootings so that my son is wearing a target on his chest? No. And once it reaches the moms, it's game over. Moms are saving the world right now. I mean, moms are like a mama bear when directed properly by a good man. Their passion is undeniable. Columbine was released video, no others. Columbine was real. I know that to be true. And I don't want to get into it, but it was real. They took Columbine and ran with it. Right. Because it was so effective. Columbine, you had that fat fuck, what's his name, that does all those documentaries with like Fahrenheit 9/11 and Bowling for Columbine, all that. Like, they could see that actual event, Virginia Tech, I'm not thinking that was real at all. Columbine was well documented by the shooters. Columbine was real, in my opinion. I'm 99% sure, but yeah, Michael Moore. So Michael Moore, you know, the machine could register the power of that, where if you had that level of horror, you could then springboard it into crazy gun confiscation laws, which have been overturned. After Columbine, there was some crazy shit that went down. Crazy shit. And so that's when Truth Channel say I'm a tranny or the Columbine was fake and all that, it brings into question a lot, because it's so easy to stick with Sandy and Parkland. Those are absurd. But back then it was like those kids were. It was Columbine shooter was on antidepressant, right? No, there's a million reasons, guys. Most of these shootings, there wasn't any bullets. There wasn't even a school. It was a set. like Parkland, or no, Sandy Elementary School, had been closed for years. It was like, it was literally like they did a they probably scouted locations. They sent like a location scout. They're like, oh, this is really good. Wait until 100,000 mama bears are woke. They are woke. You're just not going to see it on television. Only being female is just hilarious, stupid. Ah, I think it's funny. I don't mind it. Each event has to be examined separately. Yes. Las Vegas shooting, no bullet holes. Yeah, Vegas was absurd. How dare you not let me squirt with my horror? Sandy Hook traumatized me. My son was the same age as the kids at the time. Right, that was the point, was the trauma. And so now, if you want to go forward, not just backpedal, you say, moms against stage shootings, mass. Mass. Moms against stage shootings. Because that trauma is worse than these shootings. So you get millions of little kids to wear a freaking target on their chest, hide under their desk. I was part of this with the Cold War, with the nuclear bombs are coming every day, Owen. So hide under your little cardboard desk. All right, let's get to the bottom of ghosts. Owen, real quick, there's all these disclosures now from the government. This is how you know a channel's like, I don't know if shill, but just retarded. I'm sick of calling people shills. Just when they're like, oh, Air Force just released video documenting. Okay, so at what point do you believe the Air Force? Don't you know? You were just explaining how 9/11 was a hoax. You were just explaining how that there was no weapons of mass destruction. So why now? Because you want to. You want to believe there's aliens. You want it because you like the movies. There's no aliens. And my buddy, sorry if I'm getting a little fired up. It's literally because of my stupid dog. I'm serious. It's like my stupid dog. I'm going to go in. I'm going to play that one video again. I hate the sound of my dog squeaking like that. It's like, it makes me start yelling. And then everybody's going to be like, oh, his. Hang on a second. Let me play the mustache guy again. So this is how I fixed the economy last time.
You've seen him on the Jay Leno show. He's the jingle man, Owen Benjamin. Well, today he was right here in Hamden.
Owen Benjamin. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
You got every letter right, my man.
You can read.
I'm not really good.
He started off this morning at 98 Rock.
If you want a radio station and you're a Jew and you like pizza, come here. Come here.
Owen Benjamin is the jingle man on the Jay Leno show.
My upper lip was lonely till it met you. And when I eat a sandwich, I never forget you. If you have funeral concerns, come to a better way. We've got caskets, cards, and urns. Come to a better way.
Today he came to Hamden to do a few interviews.
This is Chase, by the way, if you guys want to meet Chasey. Hi, Chase. He's playing with the little toys. My bed has the same toys above it.
And some jingles.
Home and a garden and a pot.
No, a home and garden pot.
Home and a garden pot?
Home and a garden, because that's what they say, they sell home and garden pots.
Nancy Brady was in the basement when Owen and the crew showed up at Wild Yam Pottery.
I heard all these footsteps. I came up and there were all these people here with the camera and the spoon or whatever you call that. And so I'm trying to be a good sport.
They reenacted this scene from Ghost.
I feel like we're really bonding right now, Nancy.
And sang a jingle.
At Wild Yam Pottery.
It's like you won the clay lottery.
This is all good publicity for Nancy and the city of Baltimore.
It's great for Baltimore. It puts us on the national scale, shows this a different side of the city, gets into our neighborhoods, you know, gives great exposure for a neighborhood like Hamden, who people from out of town might not have heard of before.
I love Baltimore. It reminds me, because I'm from upstate New York, it's very similar. But it's cool. People are really nice here. Everyone tells me about crab cakes. Haven't had one yet, but I'm going to have about 50.
This segment should be on the Jay Leno Show in November.
Wild Yam Pottery. Yeah!
Rob Roblin, WBAL-TV, 11 News.
That was from 2009. I'm not the one. I'm not the one changing, guys. BB saves the day. Yeah, crushing. I'm going to play the other one again. Because I realized a lot of you guys didn't see these, judging by the reaction. All right, this one's pretty funny, too. And I never would have, and the only reason these exist, because, you know, NBC, Zucker at NBC, that little piece of shit, you know, they copyright all these and you don't, and they don't release them ever again. But the news broadcast, they got it. So that's what I used to do for Leno is I went around and gave everybody jingles so that they could survive the last economic collapse. Now I'm helping people build gardens and food sources because this economic collapse is going to be, I think, worse, but not crazy bad. It's still, the machine's still going to crank along. Richie from Boston, someone will feed your fat fucking mouth. You don't have to worry. The machine will keep cranking. It's just there will be groups of people affected just with their stupid little pants. I bet Richie wears little pants.
Have keyboard, will travel. I just came to the great city of Baltimore, Maryland, because they need jingles too. I'm excited. Hey, you want a jingle, buddy?
Our knitters, we were shooting to knit 500 hats for local elementary school, and we're up to 680.
Is it called, like, Kids with Cold Heads?
No, it's called 500 Hats Project, because I don't have that much imagination.
But you're on 680, though. You've already...
I know, isn't that awesome?
So you've beaten the 500.
Yeah.
This is my favorite.
What is it?
Love and sleep.
Those are the two best things in life.
I think so.
I don't know. Well, definitely sleep.
His favorite band's Blue Oyster Cult, known for Godzilla, which is nothing more than a giant radioactive reptile, much like the salamander. Ready to rock?
I'm ready.
Here at the salamander, you can be Ander. If you ate a crab and saved the shell.
Susan! I won now, so I get paid.
Wild Gam Paris. Baltimore, because the people are nice, and someone gave me a free hat. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but it matches my eyes, my baby blues. Yeah, I'm having a blast. I love the East Coast. I hope I come back soon. Baltimore for life, yo.
All right. All right, guys, that's how you do it. That's how you bring the heat. And I'd probably still be working in Hollywood if they didn't lose their minds. And they were always terrible. No, 2013, something really shifted. It didn't used to be as bad as it is now. It just didn't. Hang on. Let me, and Project Disney. This is what my buddy sent me, and this is some gravy for you. And this is a dude who's nominated for an Oscar. His movie's nominated for an Oscar this year. I'll just leave all of it. I'll leave all that out. But he's, you know, he gets it. He's like, he's in the beast. But he's been a bear the whole time. Hey, man, this is sort of a joke, but I was thinking about that stupid water show Disney has done with Mickey for the past decade, and how it works is they broadcast holograms and lights onto water. Then I connected it with Project Bluebeam and the waters above. It would make so much sense that they're showing us how they will broadcast video into the sky. If you look at California Adventure, it's literally Mickey's face in the sun behind the light show. It's so sinister. Then I found this, which literally looks like a loading screen. Let me know what you think. Oh, yeah, I saw that. So that's how I think they would do a fake alien invasion. I think it would be, may have had something to do with my encounter. Yes, I think that if you don't realize that that's water above, and, I can't prove it, you don't understand how much holographic stuff you can put in it. BB, I think you're doing so much for people out of Hollywood, you can't accomplish that in Hollywood. Right. I just go with the flow, man. I roll with the flow. I'm not forcing. If people don't want me to party, I leave. But guess what? Typically, a few years later, their party, everyone in it is quarantined and debating suicide. So if you kick me out of your party, just know your party's probably doomed. But I'm not gonna stay where I'm not wanted. Sticky mouth. Oh yeah, you can make a hologram like a Star Wars with lasers and water vapor. Right. So, this is all how magic works. So, magic requires the audience to not know a few key details. For example, a trap door exists. Imagine a world where people didn't understand trap doors. So, you didn't even know that was possible, that you could just open up the floor and go down, right? So, if someone put up a curtain, and then you went in the trap door, and then they moved the curtain, they're like, oh my God, that's magic. It's the same with everything. If you... This grand illusion that I believe they may try. I have no idea. But the fact they're trying to build it up with these released videos, guys, if you believe the Air Force would just release videos to awaken the public, you're fucking retarded. That's why Joe the Toe is such a humiliation. Because either he believes this shit, either he believes his CIA guests, or he's like evil. I don't know. Either he's like the dumbest man alive. I don't wanna just keep talking shit, but like anyway, so how do they think it gets released? We all have to do is stop the alien invasion, is cut the power. There's no alien invasion. All I'm saying, I'm just throwing this out there. If you understand the nature of the world more, like it's not spinning in empty space, that is most likely water. You will then not be as foolable. Just like if you know that a trapdoor exists. Then someone just goes, oh, he could have fallen through the floor. All magic. All requires the audience to not know something is in play, right? All. Like, rather it's technology, like a certain, even on a very small level, like a card, like a trick card. You know, all those trick cards are like, okay, if you don't know it's possible that a coin can, I'll just start very easy, that a coin can both be heads, both sides are heads. Heads or tails? What do you call? You know, and then I go, heads. And then you land it, flip it, and then go, oh, it's heads. People are like, wow, it's fair, 50-50. And then they don't, at no point do they know both sides are heads. That's very simple, right? It's all like that. So if you don't know that it's possible that, for example, someone can manipulate an election or somebody, or that's water, or that the military is not here to protect you. All right, you guys get it. He seems more dumb than evil. Well, I just think he's vacated. I don't care either way, but whatever. I watched the moon last night for hours, and it clearly isn't what we were told. You mean the fact that it's the same side and it's a luminary and it doesn't spin and it grows and shrinks in size? The fact that no one can explain how it's a new moon, a crescent moon. Like, what is the shadow on the moon? Oh, Big Bear, don't you know it's the Earth's shadow? That makes no fucking sense. That would change. All right. If at this point you think that that's like a spinning rock in the sky, you should probably go to the Daily Wire. Buy some sheets. You know, use promo code Shapiri so you save 10% on like $500 sheets because you're a retard. All right, only one side of the coin out there. Conclusion, avoid coins. Good one, K.O. Bear. Moon stuff is my favorite. The moon is fascinating. Join the clan. Project Bluebeam should be called Project Jude Dream. Nice, Kai Bear. Don't want to go to bed poor, right? The people want to hear that little pant, crunk, joint, sipping terp. Is that a real song? I don't know. Have you guys made that song? I haven't heard it, Papa J Bear. Nothing they say about the moon makes any sense. No, but we are they. The people that perpetuated the moon lie are all dead. So it's requiring father to son at this point of people being like, that makes sense. Don't externalize all this shit. Don't externalize any of it. Don't be like, oh, they're lying. No, it's on you to figure that shit out. It's on you. To be like, oh, I'm not going to buy anything with promo code TINYPANTS. Like, guys, because I'm seeing it. I thought that, like, getting out of the mainstream media, it would just be this pasture of legends. No, a lot of the truth community are the biggest fucking coward victims I've ever seen. Guys, I swear to God, it's worse than Hollywood. It's more of, like, people that I know wouldn't have my back if shit went down. It's because they have a new level of victimhood they can get to. It's now the deep state. And then after that, it's like, the reality itself is trying to strangle me while I squirtle. It's like, it's worse. Not you guys and not me and not a lot of our friends, but like, that's out there. Not Tolarian Bear who made that beautiful Amazing Grace thing. The way you can always figure it out is, are they capable of creating anything? Can they just talk? Or is all they do is bitch and regurgitate? Got your bag 100% BB. Thanks, Kai Bear. Yeah, the more you guys have my back, the more we, like, you know, protect your Bart. And it's spiritual and emotional. It's like prayer, thoughts, emotions. Those things are really, really powerful. BB, YouTube, Anchor Bear's new song, Lil Pants, Sippin' Terp. No problem. Well, hang on. Well, I'll do that right now. Oh, wait a second. Hang on a second. Lil Pants, Sippin' Terp. Lil Pants, Sippin' Terp, Anchor Bear. No way. This is real. Unbelievable. Hang on a second. Move tab to new window. Add it to OBS. This is from the great Anchor Bear. You can find him on YouTube. He just did all the music for the new documentary. Came out great, Anchor Bear. One second. Sippin' Terp featuring Lil Pant. My wife's gonna love this. She came up with the name Lil Pants. Here we go.
Lil Pants. It's dog padded with this rap shit. Roast beef and cabbage. Gucci on my tiny ass cheeks, I'm a savage. Going toe to toe with the toe, Joe Rogan. Height sizes up like a little Hulk Hogan. It's Lil Pants in the booth, sealing like a cupola. And yeah, the champ is here, so I better hear some hoopla. My closet's lined up with some putty attire.
Oh my God.
My boots are so hot, they cause you to perspire. While TikTok crisis, dancing nurses go viral. The bears continue crushing in an upward spiral. Although the real ass kicking's far from begun. This is a simulated run, like event 21. So there's never been a better time to bust a rhyme, to raise the glass of turpentine. I know I'm just a gnome alone at home. Just know that you could be your own metronome to a new beat. And it goes. Lil Pants.
Oh my God.
Lil Pants.
Dude, we're gonna listen to it immediately again.
Lil Pants. It's gone padded with this rap shit. Roast beef and cabbage. Gucci on my tiny ass cheeks, I'm a savage. Going toe to toe with the toe, Joe Rogan. Height sizes up like a brother Hulk Hogan. It's Lil Pants in the booth, sealing like a cupola. And yeah, the champ is here, so I better hear some hoopla. My closet's lined up with some petite attire. My verses so hot, they cause you to perspire. While TikTok crisis, dancing nurses go viral. The bears continue crushing in an upward spiral. Although the real ass kicking's far from begun. This is a simulated run, like a 21. So there's never been a better time to bust a rhyme, to raise the glass of turpentine. I know I'm just a gnome alone at home. Just know that you could be your own metronome to a new beat. And it goes. Lil Pants.
Oh my God.
Lil Pants.
Guys, that's like one of the, that song's legitimately good. See, that's what I mean. That's a perfect example of how you know someone is awesome. They can create. Evil can't do that. Like, the emptiness can't create anything. All they can do is mimic. Just wait, dude. Oh, by the way, guys, do you remember, like, when I would do Over the Pants Hand Job in Walgreens, that song? That song, OTPHA in Walgreens, I'd say, in the beginning, I'd be like, I would dedicate the song and everyone would flip out. I'd be like, fuck you, Rite Aid. And then I'd sing about Walgreens. Guys, Walgreens just bought Rite Aid. Like, Walgreens in real life now, I don't know how this is related, but Walgreens just bought Rite Aid and is putting Rite Aid out of business. I even texted that to Roy Wood Jr. I haven't talked to him in a while, but I was like, because he was part of the writing process of OTPHJ. And I was like, dude, we won, pal. Walgreens finally just bought Rite Aid. Like what the fuck? All right, Anchor Bear is pure legend. Yeah, and dude, that's so, I'm not going to say it's common, but the bears are just like that. The bears are just like, they just make shit. Like, once you tap into the deep gravy in the sky, you know, the ladle in the sky called Ursa Major, which means big bear in the gay language that is. It's just the gravy floweth. Dude, WTF, I just listened to the What Say You podcast today with you and Roy. Yeah, I just texted him. I was like, dude, because I haven't talked to him in a little while, but he was always a cool guy. And I was like, dude, Walgreens just bought Rite Aid. Like, play it again? Yeah, let's listen to it one more time. All right.
Lil pants. It's Don Pettit with this rap shit. Roast beef and cabbage. Gucci on my tiny ass cheeks, I'm a savage. Going toe-to-toe with the toe, Joe Rogan. Height sizes up like a brother Hulk Hogan. It's Lil Pants in the booth, ceiling like a cupola. And yeah, the champ is here, so I better hear some hoopla. My closet's lined up with some petite attire. My verse is so hot, they cause you to perspire. While TikTok crisis, dancing nurses go viral. The bears continue crushing in an upward spiral. Although the real ass kicking's far from begun. This is a simulated run, like a 21. So there's never been a better time to bust a rhyme, to raise the glass of turpentine. I know I'm just a gnome alone at home. Just know that you could be your own metronome to a new beat, and it goes.
Lil pants. That's unbelievable. Good Lord, is that funny, dude? He really did it. He made Lil Pants spiral up. Yeah. All right, so let's first start off with the original. Someone made this, Ghost Hunters, me and Psychic Bear. So let's start off with the first video. Here it is.
So the scientists taking control.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now if you can't control your life, then you're happy to have a scientist come in and tell you what to do. And you're happy because I don't have I can't control myself, so I need a vaccine.
Right. And that's the thing.
This was you're happy because I don't have I can't control myself, so I need a vaccine.
Okay. So I started doing so. All right, so now let's play some sleuthing music. Hang on a second. I have this all set up. Yeah. So me and Amy did some real legwork because we didn't want to be wrong about this thing. Here we go.
Hey, Aim, tell me about the chair.
Okay, so whenever I fly, I always sit from up here. I never stoop because it's too hard on my back these days.
Right, so.
I never would do it with my foot. Like,
so run through it again.
So if it was like this, I always move like this. Like, that's just how I do it.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
All right, so I sent this to some trusted advisors because I don't want to be wrong about this thing. I want to know, is it angels? Is it telekinesis? Or was it possibly Amy not remembering she moved the chair? Or maybe one of my kids? It's not dogs, they were in their crate. So I sent that to a trusted advisor, and he gave me some ideas because he was skeptical of my mind's ability of doing that. And so I went back to Amy with his gravy to see if she can then, you know, hang on a second.
Vegetables.
So Amy, I just ran that by one of my trusted advisors.
Okay.
All right, so now tilt it the other direction. Yeah. Would you possibly use your foot?
Oh, bear in mind, my trusted advisor said it was tilted the other direction. So, because I sent my trusted advisor the original video that Amy said, and he said it was tilted the other way, because he's skeptical of my powers. So we'll take a look now.
Vegetables.
So Amy, I just ran that by one of my trusted advisors.
Yes.
All right, so now tilted the other direction. Yeah. Would you possibly use your foot?
Chance, it's definitely easier to go that way. I just always move the
But there's a chance with the foot that way?
I do things with my hands the same way, but
the Just give it another run, see if it feels right.
If you were on your live stream, I would, when I'm moving stuff, I try to be quiet. So, like, I don't know where to
stand, but you may want to stay out of the field of vision.
No, I don't really care about that.
Just give it another run, see if it feels right. So you're coming in. I'm talking to E. Michael Jones.
I mean, it's also,
but you're not ruling it out.
I'm not ruling it out. I just don't think
that's it.
Okay, thanks,
love. All right, so, see, at this point, it's not ruling out. Bear in mind, the reason that I don't think that it could have been. I'll tell you my percentages by the end. So, the reason Amy was so confident that she and the boys were outside is because we had a heat fixer guy here. And she didn't want him to stumble upon me and E. Michael Jones getting to the bottom of a lot of really nefarious situations in the science world. So she claims it wasn't her, the kids. That being said, you can hear her voice later in the very episode. So what I've concluded, let's watch the original one again. Now that you've seen those two videos. All right, let's watch the original ghost video. Here's the original ghost video. There we go.
To the scientists taking control.
Yeah, exactly.
Because now if you can't control your life, then you're happy to have a scientist come in and tell you what to do. And you're happy because I don't have I can't control myself, so I need a vaccine.
Right. And that's
this. This was you're happy because I don't have I can't control myself, so I need a vaccine.
All right, I'm going to go in the chat and see what you guys think. It's probably a sneaky small hat. It's probably a Rogan. There's a foot bottom right. Nah, dude, that was supernatural. No way. Shadows. I'll tell you my probabilities. My probability is that it's 90%, even though Amy swears it wasn't her. I'm saying 90% it was either her children or a dog, even though they've been accounted for, because let's be honest, they're not really that accounted for. So they're kind of accounted for. Like, Amy's like, dude, no. Okay, so, but I'm still saying, based on my life and the things I've seen, I'm still putting it at 90% that it's somehow in the four-dimensional realm that I'm accustomed to. I then give it a 7% chance that it was a supernatural force. I am putting it most likely on an angel. And then I'm putting it at 3% that either me or E. Michael Jones did it with our minds. That's currently my breakdown. So despite the fact that there's almost no evidence that it was Amy or I still think that's the most likely. Because, again, why would an angel just want to tidy up the chairs? Amy really likes tidying up the chairs. She claimed, well, she would never have went down and moved it because her baby bump. Do a background. Hang on. 100% it was meant for us to talk about it. I don't know about that. So definitely not Rogan. Telepathy 0.001%. That's what my friend said almost exactly. I'm giving myself a much higher percentage of telekinesis than my friend gave it 1 in 10,000. Angels like order? True. You know, there's been a lot of speculation. It could have been Amy's grandmother, because she sat in that chair before. But again, I'm still giving it 90% that it was a foot or something. Maybe Amy did it with her mind. No. The odds of that are zero. BB, wouldn't it be an angel? Freeze frame the original vid. All right, let's take a look at the ghost video. There we go. Let's take a look, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Before, we're going to do it. All right. Does anybody see anything? It's just out of frame. See, here's the thing. Guys, obviously I would love it if it was my mind. But we all have to be honest with ourselves here and address the fact that one corner of the chair is out of frame and that it is theoretically possible to do it with a foot. Hang on, let's take another look. Yeah, I'm also going to look at the chat. Was that dog? Zero chance dog. Zero chance dog. A, the dogs are in the kennel there because they piss on stuff. So that's like a main thing. Like, we don't want to stress out Amy with smells because she's very pregnant. And they're fine with the kennel. So they were in the kennel, fact. I also don't like the sound of nails on the floor. That's 100% off the table. So the shadow doesn't change. I don't know what that means. Hang on a second. Bear in mind, my wife's testimony is that it was not her. Yeah, but the shadow is from the light source from the window, so the shadow wouldn't change. Hang on. So the light source is the window, so you wouldn't see a shadow of the foot anyway. I mean, we have to address the front. The front leg is an unknown. All right, I saw the strings. Do you have one of those robot backs? No. All right, I got the spin of the glove, obviously. It was totally Phantom. I believe her, she would have remembered doing it. Not necessarily, ladies and gentlemen. Women, especially pregnant women, are notoriously retarded. All right, so that's the end of that segment. Amy, out of instinct, pulled the chair in. She has foot skill. Yes, great call. She's also a footballer. Buckeyed Bear says, Amy out of instinct pulled the chair in. She has foot skills as she is a footballer. Right. That's why it's 90% in my mind, because Amy doesn't realize how much muscle memory she has in her feet. BB, look at the original, more frame. No. I'm not going to go download the original right now. If you guys want to do it, fine. Let me know what you see. You know, this is all I got right now, and I'm not just going to in real time go figure that out. Oh, so you're scared? No. This is hilarious to me. Because if it was angel or telekinesis, I'm fine with both of those outcomes. All right. It does look like it was pulled in. Yes. Amy is Q. Yes. Together, I'm BB. She's Q. We're BBQ. I'm going with Owen has telekinesis. I may have telekinesis, but it still doesn't affect the chair outcome. If the chair was still Amy's foot, it doesn't take away from the fact I clearly can move objects with my mind. Maybe the baby moved it with his mind? Maybe. Static electricity? Possible. Coriolis effect? Zero chance. Dummy who we see something supernatural and try to rationalize a non-supernatural reason. I don't know if you're calling me a dummy. Catherine, work on that a little bit. I'm not going to ban you because I don't understand what you're saying. You need to recreate it at the same time of day. This chat is hilarious. Hilarious. We love mysteries. That's why a number of the people in the chat fell for the Q psyop, because it lures you in with mystery. So I'm the same way, guys. I love sleuthing. A group of bears is literally called a sleuth. Have we ruled out Donald Trump? Yes. Has the tiny toe been ruled out? No. Maybe the chair was trying to put on his little pants. Maybe the chair is a little pant. A telekinetic squirter did it. No. Squirters have no telekinesis. They waste it. I blame Globe Earth Sniper. You guys want to watch Globe Earth Sniper? And then we'll call it a day. Hang on a second. Oh, dude, Mountain Bear did another one. He's making fun of the meatball. And let's watch Goldberg Sniper, though. This one's great. Yeah. Oh, wrong one.
We only have one shot at this guy, okay? A little left. Okay, now factor in the spin. No. God damn it, man. Okay, what direction are we? East, west, north, south, northeast? Factor in everything. We need to know exactly the direction, the spin of the earth, and how to combat it, or else we're going to miss. There's no spin of the earth. Take the shot, retard. But that would mean Neil deGrasse Tyson is wrong, and you miss every single shot when we do this. If we miss this shot, our location will be blown. We've been here for 4 days shitting in little cans. Tell me the spin of the earth. Like, okay, down to the left 16 inches. Did. No. They saw us. I missed a shot. I guess it was spinning a little faster than I thought. Globe, Earth, Sniper. I can see the mirage. No, that's the target. Must be a mirage. Well, I've done the calculations. 8 inches per mile squared. I wouldn't be able to see him. It's a mirage. I'm not taking the shot. It's him. Like, every sniper just shoots people. That's a fucking mirage. That means Neil deGrasse Tyson, the bike thief with the answers, is somehow misleading me. Globe, Earth, Sniper. Okay, if you factor in the curve, this is clearly a mirage.
That's so funny. Yeah, Papa G Bear said if you look at the original, it appears like something like a foot. Well, then I'm glad I went with my 90%. Bear in mind, though, yesterday I thought it was telekinesis or an angel. So, again, don't feel weird, like, refining your thoughts. Like, I know some people that they're the most cutarded right now because they refuse to admit that we're not chasing Hillary Clinton in the sewers. Because it's so off at this point. Guys, yesterday my first instinct was angel or telekinesis. So just, I did it in front of thousands of people. No, zero shame at all. Like, life sucks if you can't be like, oh, so that's what it was. If you need to blame the grabber, go ahead. Be like, oh, what's that? You guys hear that sound? They're feuding. They're having a feud. I'm Q tired. I think Q moved the chair. Possibly. And the way really good psyops work is there has to be something true about Q or else it wouldn't have worked. That's the next level of it. That's how wizard spells require a little bit of truth. That's some real high. But don't take that and run with it and be like, oh, it's saving Israel for last. There has to be an element of Q that's true or else it wouldn't have worked, because the human condition senses when a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go now. What that was referring to, of course, was the poison of the polio vaccine. So, and was that a furry Artie Lang? That's hilarious. Yes, over a year porn free equals telekinesis. Yeah, it still may be me. That's got to be it. Q moved the dern chair. Were there any empty shoes around the chair? Without empty shoes, there is no proof that anything existed. The beast will sacrifice some of its minions to gain back trust. But just who cares? Oh, yeah. Did I show you this one yet? This is hysterical. For those of you just listening, it's... Nazi... See, on the left here, you see Nazi propaganda. You see a grabber holding a nice Caucasian woman. And then on the right here, it's an actual shot of Harvey Weinstein. So... back in the day, like, what people called propaganda was pretty accurate, you know? I mean, that's, if you were at a circus and someone was, and Harvey Weinstein and his quote-unquote date showed up and they're like, sketch us. It would look exactly what's called, and see, then, you know, if you turn on television now, it's 100% propaganda. There is no, this quote-unquote Nazi propaganda is an accurate depiction of what was happening. And if someone's like, oh, Nazi time travelers, no, that's just what they do. You know, the grabber gets nice and big and fat, and then the grabber, you know, the grabber likes to grab and grope, and, you know, and as you can see here, the good German woman is looking off into a field and seeing that there's no men there to protect her. And that's what you see here with Harvey Weinstein. You see her, this woman, looking off like, why are no men helping me? See, women are the most vulnerable when there's no men around. Like, they care about them. That's when the grab war comes in.
Oh, how dare you make fun of Harvey Weinstein being a grabber?
Isn't he, like, in prison now for being a grabber? She's medicated. I don't know. It looks like despair. It just looks like the hopeless malaise of a woman in a urban love honeycomb. All right. Just watch the original. There's something in the bottom corner. Yeah, there's something in the bottom corner, but it looks kind of furry. The sleuthing is not over yet, guys. So there's something in the bottom corner that looks kind of furry. I mean, that's not my wife's foot. She doesn't have a furry foot. Guys, I think I have new suspects. It could have been the alpacas. That's what she said. So Trunk is back on the suspect list. She doesn't have furry slippers. You think I run a house that has furry slippers? Come on. I think it was an alpaca. It was not a dog. That's one thing I will eliminate. And guys, a dog would never, like, the only dog I saw that I have that's large enough to move a chair would be George. And he has a very, very obvious white paw. And he wouldn't have done this. Onyx thought it was a bike seat. Maybe. It was Onyx in the dining room. Right now, the highest probability is that it was my black alpaca named Onyx trying to steal my bike. And in the meantime, did the only thing she knew what was respectable was clean up a little. All right. Onyx was looking for some crunk. Did a bunny or chicken get in? No. I think it's a socked foot. I see a dark sock with a light toe. Well, looks like I'm about to do some serious research into my wife's socks. And then I'm going to be informing my wife she's a liar if there's a black sock with a white tip. And then she will be punished for embarrassing me in front of all the bears. Dear Reddit, I'm just kidding. Kind of. I mean, she won't be, like, physically punished, but I will look into it. Look in the laundry, baby. Yeah, but see, this is the thing. As soon as I find the black sack with the white toe, she will have to do a public apology, and she will have some privileges revoked. and the whole time I do it, I will be playing the Pink Panther soundtrack. Didn't. Yeah, no ice cream. Even if she makes the ice cream in the house out of goat milk, she'll be forced to make the ice cream, but she will only be allowed 1 teaspoon of it. Until she makes her public apology that she humiliated her husband by claiming that it was not her foot, when we blatantly see that it was a black sock with white. Guys, if I don't find a black sock with a white toe, suspects, right back to the alpacas. Watch out for the headbutt. The chair became alive from Logo's overload and got shit together. Right now, it sounds like it was a black sock. A toe with a black sock with a white tip. I was a black. This is the hill BB stands on. Relationship over. Oh, guys, every hill's the hill to die on. Every hill is the hill to die on. One teaspoon of ice cream. She's allowed 1 teaspoon. She's allowed to taste, but she's not allowed to indulge until she makes the public apology, holding up the sock. Telling everybody that she's sorry, that she, you know, she put her husband in a position where he claimed that he had an angel in telekinesis. All right. Hang on, what do we got here? Funny that you have thousands of people are talking about your streams trying to figure it out. It's awesome. Yeah, this is what a community looks like, ladies and gentlemen. We took the technology of the internet and we made it positive. It can be negative or positive, just like a gun. There's no difference. People demonizing the internet or social media are exactly the same as people demonizing the gun for shootings. What you're witnessing right now is an authentic and constructive community that is that exists in the internet realm. It's not, the internet is neither good nor bad. All right, the angel is watching and feels cornered. It still could be an angel. Listen, me coming to terms with the fact it's most likely my wife's socked foot does not take away from my telekinesis power. In fact, it only makes it stronger. And it also does not take away from the fact I blatantly have angels. In fact, it confirms it. It's the best community on the internet. Yes. BB, you asked Amy for water on the opposite side of the room moments after the chair moved. Seems like she just came inside. Well, it turns out Amy has a lot of explaining to do. Thank you for the sleuth work, Bears. Turns out it granted, the telekinesis is more confirmed. The angel, more, Amy was the angel. I like that. Good one, Rocker Bear. But what we're going to see happening now is we're going to see a public apology done from my pregnant wife. EMG being a neat freak is still on the table. I think at this point, rape. Hang on, you see the rape? See the chicken rape? Look at that. You see that? See that? What just happened? You see that? Yeah, people that act like nature is just all lollipops and rainbows. You want to know what nature is? It's every day witnessing a rape. And then you get spit on by the furry alpacas over here. They spit, guys, for no reason. They just spit at me. And everyone's like, oh, nature is so, yeah. I just saw a rape and they're about to spit on me. Want to talk about that, or you want to just keep, talking about lollipops and rainbows? Nature is rape. Nature, don't get me wrong, I love nature. And nature is rape. So, by the laws of syllogism, that means I love rape. For those of you that want to take that out of context, I don't love rape. But I'll tell you, someone who does... Old Harvey Weinstein, as you can see here, depicted in in Nazi propaganda, and then you have the exact same guy right there. All right, easier than mowing. Yeah. This is my landscaping team. Yeah. All right. See you, Bears. Yeah, I gotta go too. Can we open my box? No, I may never. Now that you're being so abrasive about it, I'm probably gonna now burn your box. So I'm not going to send a box here. That's fine. Don't ask me 1,000 times if I'm going to open a box. I don't have any boxes near me. My wife puts away the boxes, and then I open them on the stream. The only reason I'm reacting. Oh, he's reacting. This half pint bear has asked me to open the box no less than 20 times. No, if this was real life, you could see that my reactions are completely rational. If you could hear, if someone just keeps going, open the box, and I'm like, no. It's like, open the box. It's like, then you ignore, and then finally you say, you know what? Now the box gets burned. But there was money in the box. Well, you should have thought about that. It's like I'm punishing them. I burned my own money. Maybe I'll take a peek in the box. All right. Thanks for the last BB. Today was amazing. Oh, anytime. So it turns out the chair was moved by most likely was my wife's foot, which seals the deal on the angel and the telekinesis. But she will be apologizing to the world, and she will be her freedoms will be restricted. All right. So if you want to support the stream, P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335, unauthorized.tv. And bear in mind, when you send stuff, guys, this is how I make a living. This is how we keep the lights on. This is how we keep the hay in the alpaca's belly. But just know, and anytime you send me something, it doesn't guarantee that I open the box the day you want me to open the box. In fact, that means it's now going to be burned. Publicly, I'm going to get all the neighbors together, and I'm going to get a bunch of lighter fluid. Just kidding. I'm excited, Half Pint Bear. I'm excited to open your box. And maybe I'll do it on a night stream or something, or like the next stream. I'm glad you sent me the box. I'm excited to open it. I'm sure there's something great in it because you're so excited about it. So I don't mean to be a dick, but just, you know, I'm starting to think it might be a bomb. Because you're like, open the backs. Open the back so I can squirt. BB open. Yeah, BB open. Yeah, BB open my box off camera. With the frowny face. I don't think you understand how this all works. I can't guarantee I open your box. I open most boxes off camera. Because hypothetically, people may have sent me like bullets or something that may be, you know, I don't know the regulations in different states. That's why I open all the envelopes on camera and I read, because words, ladies and gentlemen, are very, very legal. Yeah, it's like now I don't want to open the box. It's like, oh, I want to frame you for something. BB does what he wants. That's right. And Amy will be apologizing. I sent BB a bunch of funny shirts. Thank you, Freight Train Bear. Open my box is an invitation for squirting. Yeah, this isn't that type of chat room. Don't keep saying, Big Bear, open my box up. Open my box up, Big Bear. This isn't what I signed up for. Box of black socks with white tips. The way the world works, that would be what's in the box right now. All right, guys. P.O. Box 727, Gig Harbor, Washington, 98335. Unauthorized.tv. Unbearablesmerchandise.com. Bitshoot.com/OwenBenjaminComedy. And also check out all the mirror sites on YouTube. Go check out Anchor Bear, who just created Lil Pants. BB will not apologize. Amy, however, exactly Wahoo Bear. The Big Bear does not apologize. However, I will be parading my wife in front of the cameras later, and she will be letting everyone know that it was her foot, her sock, and that confirms that her husband is, in fact, has telekinesis and an angel. All right, everybody. Be fruitful, multiply, don't be fruity and blow a guy. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not opening the box today. I'll see you guys soon. Much love.